Catherine Inglis lives in Tampa Palms. She said her water bill has skyrocketed inexplicably.
There are only two people living in my home. Our average water bill every month is anywhere from $150 to $220. And in November, I got a bill for $505.60.
She said she called the city water department to find out possible causes of that high bill, but the utility found no internal or external links. She said the finding didn't stop the next month's bill from climbing even higher.
So then my next bill in December was an estimate for $169.27. And I thought, oh, good, I've got everything corrected, everything's back on track, and I'm doing fine. Well, then I get my bill for January, and it's $1,043.85. And my usage is the same. Nothing has changed.
Inglis was one of quite a few residents who've seen a drastic jump in their water bill. Middleton High School, which racks up an average $16,000 a month in water bills, saw that number jump to $65,000 for December. Most of those on city council appeared sympathetic. Councilmember Mary Mulhern.
If I got a cell phone bill that told me I was on my cell phone for all these minutes and I know I wasn't, I would be able to work with my cell phone company and figure out what was wrong. So the city needs to work with our customers and figure out what the problem is. And this, you know, maybe city council will have to, if we can't get them to do that responsibly, then maybe we'll just have to reduce the rates enough that your bill that's 10 times as much as it was goes down to what it should reasonably be.
Councilmember Charlie Miranda said lowering water rates may seem like an easy answer, but it might have unintended consequences.
What happens to the breakage of the pipes underground? How do you repair them? What happens to the 40 miles a year that we're doing to bring the system updated that's 80, 100 years old? What happens then? What happens to your agreement with Swift Mud to have certain tiers? What happens then? Right now, you don't have to believe me, the city of Tampa's got one of the lowest rates, if not these lowest rates, in the whole west coast of Florida, all of it.
Council Chair Tom Scott apologized to those in the audience who came to testify over their high bills, but said water rates aren't exactly within the city council's purview.
I don't understand how over 200-300 people can have the same problem at the same time. We do not have any direct jurisdiction over the administration, the mayor's office.
Water Department Director Brad Baird said the utility wants to be fair and doesn't want to cut service for those who can't pay an exorbitant water bill, but his department can justify higher bills for a majority of users.
The bottom line or the total on leaks, it's 87% of the cases that we've been out on, we have found leaks. 87%, 27 out of the 31 we have found leaks. And in at least one, maybe two, of the cases, the customer admitted to overwatering.
A resident named Cherie, who would not give her last name, said when one crunches the numbers, the utility's math does not add up.
The city council members have a hand on starting to look into it, but they cannot take the water department at their word right now. The water department really comes out, they look and say, your sprinkler system is leaking. However, when the sprinkler system, you can only push so much water through that pipe. Once again, when you do the math, it doesn't come out right. And the city council needs more data in front of them.
The city council voted unanimously to look into the issue further and has asked city staff to take a closer look at the higher bills on a case-by-case basis. From downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.